Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, natural bodybuilding finger bikini fans? Well, we are right into the heat of things with the bodybuilding season. It's a show somewhere every single weekend. And what you can do to check out a show near you is check out testedshows.com. All you got to do is choose an amateur or a pro show in your desired time frame in the state you want it to be in, and you will find a list of shows. You can also check out naturalbodybuilding.com. That is the IMBA, PMBA website. So we are going to be talking more about that. We got the first showdown pitting Meshack versus Cleveland Thomas coming up on July 25th. So we're going to talk about that show as well. But I got to give a shout-out to my sponsor first, Nutrastat. Because of Nutrastat, we are able to have shows here during prime time hours. I'm at my gym. You guys can hear the music in the background. That's because I'm at Fit Body U in Bourbonnais. And they're doing things pretty fast outside of the office I'm sitting in right now. So that's the music here in the background. But nonetheless, naturalbodybuilding.com. You can check out all the latest shows coming by the way about PNBA. Nutrastat is our sponsor. Because of them, we are able to go prime time. Check out Nutrastat.com. And since you guys are listeners of the show, you can use my code. It is, and go to Nutrastat. They're all out at Nutrastat.com because this stuff is flying off the shelves. Then you can go to nutritiondiscounters.com. Be sure to check them out. I have with you guys back with me again tonight. He liked it the first time. Didn't want to sit out this time. He's my co-host of tonight's show of Inside Natural Bodybuilding. You guys all know who he is. He is Ben Yosef. What's up, Ben? Ben, you there? Or whoever's on hold. Is somebody on hold right now? Interesting. Very, very interesting. I'll be waiting for Ben to come on. He's not muted. He just sent me a Facebook message saying that he's just called in. Nonetheless, I found something interesting on Facebook. If you go to the page of Cliff Wilson and check out what Cliff put on his Facebook page, this shouldn't be a surprise to most if you've been in the sport for more than a few years. But I'm just going to read this whole post by Cliff Wilson here because I always respect what Cliff has to say, and it's so well-worded. And I just got to let you guys in on his Facebook post if you guys have not yet done so yourself. Now, ever since 2012, when Cliff started to evolve in the sport of natural bodybuilding, figure bikini, he's been keeping track. He's been keeping detailed notes on specific shows, federations, even specified judges, based on what he sees on competitor scorecards. Now, Cliff keeps a rating system that he has created to determine the favor of a particular show's pendency. Okay, so what Cliff does, he judges the show with his own scorecard based on their priorities. Here's the criteria that Cliff uses: conditioning, muscular symmetry, and structural symmetry. Now, for each show, based on the past winners, he has a ranking of 1 to 4 in which he believes to be the judge's highest to lowest priority. Cliff has a rating system for dozens, and he means dozens, of individual shows, as well as for each natural bodybuilding federation in and of itself. Now, the priorities are going to vary greatly from show to show and across all federations. Once Cliff determines which shows favor certain types of physiques, he pairs his clients with the appropriate physiques based off of their ideal federations or individual shows. Now, what this does, it increases their chances of winning because they're being paired with a judging panel that will automatically favor their particular look. So if you guys ever wonder why Cliff has a client in an area that is bypassing a local show to travel a few states away, it's because that they are heading to a show in which his client is paired more favorably with their physique when it comes to pairing them with a judging panel that favors this particular kind of physique. So a show that holds structural symmetry as highest priority will not likely get a client of Cliff's that lacks in this area. So obviously, there are some people that are so good they can walk into any show and win or do well. But in a sport like bodybuilding, when the winner can come down to splitting hairs, every little advantage a person can get will become useful. So Cliff's point in disclosing this information is to show the simple fact that he can do this is a problem in and of itself. Okay, Cliff shouldn't be able to do this, but he's been doing it. It's been a secret of his for years as to why he does so well. And if you guys look at the track record of a lot of prep coaches, there's some good prep coaches out there, but Cliff Wilson, Team Wilson athletes are consistently winning shows. And if you look at Cliff's track record, this is part of the reason why his track record is where it is, because he He does. This is a strategy, strategical move that I guarantee you not all prep coaches are doing. But now the secret's out. This was one of Cliff's secret weapons, but judging Grano should be concerned as well. Now, he shouldn't be able to easily read the variances between judging tendencies and use to his advantage. You know, and while his clients sure like it, there are some shows that may need to be narrowed down as to what the criteria and enforcement in natural bodybuilding is going to keep going, what direction in the future. So I got a message from Ben Yosef here. Ben can hear me, and he's not. Now he's going to be on 543-201. What's up, Ben Yosef? Good to hear you. I'm on
hey,
you, Ben.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I had the thought I had the microphone on, but nonetheless, you're
okay,
just
that's
in
not,
time,
that's not my fault. It's not my fault this time.
Okay.
It's not my fault this time, right?
Hey, no, I see you called in before me, actually. I seen you on the switchboard before I even got on. But nonetheless, we're just talking about Cliff's latest post. We're talking about natural bodybuilding and all things going on with it this time. The fans have heard enough about me already so far today, Ben. Ben Yosef, why don't you tell us something new in your end of the spectrum? What's going on with you?
Well,
and give us some insight.
I've been listening to the show since the beginning. You just weren't able to hear me, so I'm glad it's not my fault this time. But I will say this. I mean, I've gotten a lot of people who have, complained about your treatment of me at the beginning of that last show that we did.
Oh, yeah?
People are, yeah, right. Man. I guess you were beating me up pretty bad, and people are mad about that.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were gonna leave me hanging there for a second. We talked about for a second. You didn't call in, and yeah, we probably should have talked about some more things beforehand so you understood that we were kind of going to be live. So I get it.
It's all good.
But
it's all good.
Hey, but that was one of the most popular shows we've had. You know, I've been looking at the track record of past shows, and the show that me and you did has gotten more ratings since my highest amount of ratings since last April. So definitely had a lot
That's
of listeners
cool,
to that show. So I should have
That's
some
awesome.
More listeners chiming in now. But
I didn't see Cliff Wilson's post, but I was listening to you describe it. That's interesting. You know, that's interesting stuff. You know, I will tell you this. So I guess we could jump right into the IPL, you know, and I'd love to hear your feedback on this. And I don't know if you reviewed the site and reviewed how we're going to be scoring, but basically we're scoring completely different and judging completely different. You know, competitors are going to be scored from 1 to 10 in 5 to 7 different categories or 5 to 7 different rounds, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You there? That's a little loud over there. So nothing is – so if you're conditioned well, you're going to score well, okay? If you're muscular, you're going to score well. So if you, you know, pose well, then you're going to score well. If you present well, you're going to score well. So there's basically no such thing as too ripped, right? There's no such thing as too muscular. So we've been getting a lot of questions about this, and pretty much everyone who really digests this, they really like it. Right, so let's take a bikini competitor. A bikini competitor who's, let's say, ripped to the bone, right? So she scores really high in conditioning. I mean, conditioning should be rewarded, just like muscularity should, just like posing should. So if you have a bikini competitor that scores super high, you know, I like to ask people this. How many times have you seen a bikini competitor ripped to the bone who actually can pose well with fun and sort of perky or can, you know, do a bikini walk well? Usually it doesn't work, right? If you're too ripped, or it's gonna a lot of times it stiffens up a competitor. They can't sort of bop around like a bikini competitor. So that girl's maybe not gonna score high in posing and in presentation, let's say.
You know it, brother.
So we're scoring the thing completely, completely different. So again, gone are the days where you're too ripped or you're too muscular. What's gonna happen is, you know, basically, everybody should be in shape. There's no question about that. But let's say you have a competitor. We're taking the conditioning sort of round. You have one competitor in bikini who's ripped, right? So she scores maybe a 9. She's like that ripped. You have another competitor who's a little softer, so she scores maybe a 7. Now, that girl who scores a 7, maybe she totally rocks her posing, totally rocks her her bikini walk and things of that nature. She's going to do well where she might lose in conditioning. She's going to do well in the other rounds. So really, it really puts the sport back into the sport, right? And it puts, it's all about strategy, right? You strategize, you go in there with a strategy, okay, maybe we're giving up a little bit on conditioning, but we're making it up in muscularity. Or maybe we're losing a little bit of muscle, but you pose really well, and you're going to kill your routine. So you're really going into these shows now with strategy, and then based on the scores, you can really see if your strategy paid off. So that's how we're scoring the IPL. That's how we're judging it, and it's totally different than what the industry's used to.
Yeah, well, it certainly makes sense, and that's something Cliff, I think, is going to want to listen to, and it sounds like you guys are going to be a force. Do you have a website yet, Ben, for that IPL?
Oh, totally. Totally. The website is international-physique.com, so international-physique.com. You know, we're really doing a lot of things that are sort of new and different, and one thing that we're doing, and it's unfortunate that, you know, that every sort of organization doesn't do this, but we're very informative on the website. You know, from what the criteria is to the information about the shows, the registration, it's all online. The information about the organization, I mean, anything that you want in terms of information is on that website. And that's something we've heard from a lot of people. And I personally experienced a lot of other organizations. You don't really get that. You don't get that detailed information, on a lot of these websites. You just don't.
Okay. Yeah, I can understand that. Now, before we get too far, Banks, I want to talk more about the IPL. Before we get too deep into the show, I got to hype up a show coming up. It's the next show that I have on my radar, and it's going to be the first time this year that we're going to see two of the top natural bodybuilders on the planet go square off. And it's going to take place in the Windy City, Chicago. On July 25th in Chicago, Illinois, you will see Meshach versus Cleveland Thomas on the same stage. It takes place at Barron College Prep High School on Belmont Avenue in River Grove. It's the North American Pro-Am, so it's an amateur show as well as a pro show. So you'll see all the top amateurs in the nation there as well, trying to get that covered in PNBA Pro card. Now, it is natural bodybuilding, figure, and fitness. Also, you'll see pro men, pro women, masters, men. You're going to see bikini and physique stars there. The guest poser is Chris Wells. This guy never disappoints. He's always one of the biggest guys in the show. He's a force to be reckoned with as well, and you'll see him capitalize on his guest posing appearance for the pro appearance later on in the year. Go check out naturalbodybuilding.com. Again, I'm going to be there doing what I can for the show, doing what I do best, interviewing some of the athletes. This is sponsored by P4P Muscle, up to $7,000 in cash and prizes. It's a qualifier for the Natural Olympia, so be on the lookout, bodybuilding.com. So, Ben, let's talk about what else you got going on in the IPL and what are the topics you want to hit on today.
So we can also talk about one really important thing that we sort of updated is with the UPCA, the United Physique Competitors Association, that's basically the protocol for our drug testing. We were going to do, as you may know, an actual 90-minute polygraph, like the real polygraph. So in the IPL and the UPCA, we're not doing the 10-minute polygraph, right? And we've already discussed, that and what that's all about. But we're doing a 90-minute polygraph, and we were going to do it during sort of halftime. So in between pre-judging and the night show, we were going to do, the polygraphs, and only two competitors are selected for the polygraph, right? So one competitor is going to be selected randomly from a lottery, so it could be anyone at the show in terms of a competitor, and the second person is going to be handpicked by, let's say, the head judge. And again, we've discussed this a bit on the last show that we did. So we figured that, the polygraph is like 70 to 90 minutes. So during halftime, I mean, we're trying to condense the day. So condensing the day, we're not going to have 3 or 4 hours at halftime, right? We're only going to have, let's say, 2 hours. So, getting the person that's going to do the polygraph to the polygraph station, getting them situated and settled and, getting them through that polygraph and then, having them have to rush back to the stage to get on stage, I mean, it's going to be too overwhelming. So what we did in terms of the UPCA protocol is just eliminate the 90-minute polygraph at the show, and we're going to give competitors up to a week after the show to go in and get that polygraph done. Jim Evans is basically heading up the polygraph initiative for the UPCA and the IPL, and he informs me that there's about 2,500, legitimate polygraphers in this country, right? So there's basically a polygrapher next door to everybody. So within a week after the shows, whoever's selected for the polygraphs are going to have to check in with that polygrapher and do their 90-minute polygraph. Of course, it's all going to be paid for by the resources that we collect for the drug testing at the shows. So all they're going to do is need to hop over to a location near them and get that polygraph done within a week after the show. So that's a pretty big change.
Sounds like it all together. What's got any latest news updates for us? Any new hot behind the scenes information out there? Or what do you think about this Meshack Cleveland Thomas battle that's getting ready to take place in July?
That's exciting. I mean, have these guys have never faced off against each other, right?
No, they haven't faced off yet, but they're going to face off in July. And again, it's the National Olympia in Vegas in November. And it's brought to you by PCP Muscle. This is I'm sure, because Doug Miller's out. Kiyoshi hung it up last year. You never know what Rico is going to do, but you have to assume that he's out. But you got Meshack and Cleveland, the two top that we're going to see in the world this year. And they're both going to face off in the CNBA. So it's going to be a fight.
That's an interesting matchup. I mean, honestly, you know, Meshack's probably got the muscle belly fullness, sort of that balloon muscle that he's got in his body. I mean, Cleveland's got some of that too, but I think Meshack really is gonna sort of shine in terms of that wow factor with sort of the volume and the fullness of his muscle. But I think Cleveland's got some height on him, right? I mean, he's not too far behind with that volume. He's also a few inches taller, if not a half a foot or so, right?
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I'm sure he's taller than Meshack. Meshack's not the tallest person out there. Meshack just brings a good package to the table.
If Meshack was 5'10", this with that same balance, I mean, he would be unbeatable in the natural arena. The only thing that guy's got against him, and there's nothing you can do about it, is he's a little on the short side. So, you know, standing alone, the guy looks like one of the greatest bodybuilders that ever lived. You put him next to some of these other guys, and you stand him next to Kiyoshi Moody, like at the Olympia, you start to see that, you know, he's a smaller guy. And that probably hurts him on stage, I think.
Yeah, I would think so. And something else, so Stephanie Casella looks like she might go unchallenged at the Yorton Cup. Serena Williams has become IFBB Pro now, and I'm pretty sure that she wouldn't be able to, or that would disqualify her from competing in the IFBA, if I'm not mistaken. So you got to be on the lookout for who's going to give Stephanie Casella a run this year at whatever show she decides to do. You got to think that she's going to go up to that Yorton Cup title that she narrowly missed. Because this could be her year, and there's a few other freaky girls that are out there that could give her a run for her money, but none that we've seen explode on the scene in the last couple of years. So it's going to take one of the top in the world to give her a run if somebody's going to challenge Stephanie Casella. So we'll see what goes down with that. What's your take on it all, Ben?
Yeah, Stephanie's good. I'm a really big fan of Stephanie's physique, and she was on the cover of an issue of Natural Games, I think, mid-last year. We should definitely get her back on there. You know, Charmaine Williams, obviously, she has a brilliant physique. She did, I guess, just win that pro card IFBB, and I don't know what conversations she's had with the IFBB, but I think it's pretty clear that once you win that pro card, you know, you're done with competing in any other federation. So, you know, I haven't talked to her in a while. I mean, I was in touch with Charmaine a lot, but lately I haven't been. I guess everyone's busy, but, you know, I should probably be reaching out to her, too, for an interview to sort of get her update on what her future career looks like.
Yeah, so we will shortly see what's happening with that, but that's going to be one to be on the lookout for, too. And what's your next show appearance, Ben? Do you have any shows coming up that people can meet Ben Yosef at anytime soon?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, at this point, we're really focusing on the IPL right now. I mean, we have four shows lined up for this year. You know, I'm really putting a lot of time and effort and energy behind these shows. I mean, we really want these shows to go well. You know, the first one, the very first IPL show is coming up August 22nd. That's about 9.5 weeks from now. That's the Natural Mag Classic. It's a pro qualifier, and that's in Jersey City, New Jersey. Then we have a show 2 weeks after that. We're doing a show every 2 weeks from August 22nd through October 3rd. So the second show is September 5th. That's the North Atlantic Championship in Fairfield, Connecticut. The third show is September 19th, and that's the Midwest Championship in Madison, Wisconsin. And the last show is October 3rd, the Southern Championship, and that's going to be in Stafford, Texas. And, you know, depending on how these four shows go, we might have a little bit of a surprise, towards the end of the year. And actually, speaking of that Midwest show, Darren Steen just threw his hat into the ring about a week or so ago. He, he made a pretty big post about it on Facebook that he's coming out of his little mini retirement to do the Midwest IPL show. So that's super exciting.
Oh, that's going to be reason enough just to go on. What's the date of your show again, Ben?
That one is that's the 19th of September. That's the Madison show. And that's not too far from you, man. That's Madison, Wisconsin. You should swing by there. P4P is going to be in the house. I mean, Darren Steen's coming out of retirement to do that show. September 19th, and that's in Madison, Wisconsin.
You know what? If Steen's going to be there, I just might do that. The weekend after that, I'll be at a DFAC show on September 26th. That's the Minnesota Mayhem, done by Lee
right.
Anderson. And Lee's doing a great job promoting his show. So maybe you can get some of your competitors from your show, Leaf's show. I'm going to do back-to-back shows. Sounds like a good combination to hit. So Leaf's certainly he's got the Cardillo belt out as prizes. He's got prizes. He's got money. He's got a good host hotel. He's got bags to hand out. So he's definitely getting back to the competitors. I'm going to look out for Leaf Anderson's DFAC Minnesota Mayhem the week after Ben Yost's IPL show. It's going to be a big bodybuilding month, we should say.
What are you doing on that weekend of the 19th? Are you busy, or what do you have going on?
No, actually, I don't have anything going on, so I could come up there. It's only in Madison, Wisconsin.
Well,
we
don't have an MC yet, so that's something you might want to think about, bro.
Okay, yeah, I'll talk more about that, and I'll see. Maybe I can just ride with Darren, or maybe I'll just drive myself. I'm not sure if I can be in a car with Darren for 4 hours or not, but I would like to at least go see him compete. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so we'll see.
Definitely.
I'll talk to Darren about it. He's only about a half an hour north of me. He's got a gym up north, so I'm going to go check it out and talk to him about that. But he's going to be good this year. He's with Cliff Wilson, you know, and most Team Wilson athletes have a good track record. So Darren's got a year with Cliff under his belt. So that should make him at his best condition-wise. And Dean's actually aiming for the Natural Olympia. I think he's going to do the Masters Natural Olympia. I'm not sure if he's confirmed on that yet. He's 50. He still wants to compete in the Open, but I told him he'd have a better chance of winning the Masters against Bryce Cleary. So we'll see what happens there. But that's another reason to put the Natural Olympia on your radar this year. And that's where I'm finishing up the year at as well, in Vegas at the Natural O. So I'll be looking forward to seeing who's the Natural O champion going to be after Kiyoshi Mudie has hung it up, who's the new reigning champ going to be. And time will tell when that time comes up.
That's awesome.
So how's your magazines and what's your biggest stories in your next magazine, Ben?
Oh, wow. You know, I like to keep relatively quiet. I mean, I'm weird like that. I mean, I'll even, you know, we'll figure out who's going to be on the covers of these things, and I'll actually let the people know because, you know, I don't want them to be surprised. I mean, they should know, but I ask them not to even announce it. Like, so we really, I'll tell you this. I mean, we're really, in terms of the quality of the magazines, I mean, you know, this is something I'm very passionate about, the reader experience and the articles and the layouts and the design. I mean, this is something that I take very seriously, and I'm very passionate about it. And I want people, you know, on their iPads or on their computers to open these magazines. And I want them to say, wow, you know, this is incredible stuff that we have right now for the natural bodybuilding, you know, and fitness community. So I will tell you this. I mean, you know, there's the cover of Natural Mag for the July issue is going to release on Monday. And it's just, there's an incredible looking athlete on it. I mean, it's a woman. She looks phenomenal. The cover looks amazing. I mean, we have another incredible cover for Natural Bikini that's already lined up. It's going to be releasing next week. So, you know, I like to keep we release the covers, you know, about 3 weeks before we release the actual issue. So I like to keep the news quiet until the covers hit. And then, you know, the covers hit, and then there's a lot of buzz waiting for the issues to come out, and those come out 3 weeks later. So, you know, I don't want to divulge anything yet, but it is exciting stuff. You know, I think, you know, when these covers come out, people are going to really, really be blown away. So it's exciting stuff, man, and we're pushing it hard. So
good. Have you ever had Misty Weatherford on a cover yet?
I have. Misty Weatherford was December or January, like this past January, or maybe it was December, of Natural Bikini, actually when she won the DFAC World Championships Finals. She got the cover from that. So, I'm a huge fan of her.
One of the top bikini girls out there. Also, you can't go wrong when you're in doubt, Ben, and you need somebody to grace the cover. You can never go wrong with Terry McPhee or Stephanie Casella. Call them up.
Yeah, I mean,
be like, hey, I need somebody to cover. Those are the top two.
Right. Well, Terry McPhee, I think she's out of the mix for now. Maybe she'll be back in the future. I mean, Casella, she's definitely hot. She's definitely right now. But, you know, a lot of it is you know, it's the photography, and it's getting good pictures. I mean, there's so many fantastic athletes that have no legitimate photos of themselves. I mean, you know, I reached out to Martin Daniels a couple weeks ago after he just won a title. You know, he had taken a break from competing. He came back, and, you know, just having him, a guy like Martin back in the game, I'm like, buddy, like, you need to be on the cover of, like, Natural Mag or something. And I'm like, you know, did you get any shots from the show? And he doesn't have any pictures. So it's like, I mean, that for me personally is heartbreaking. And it's one of the things that we're going to look, you know, to solve with the IPL. I mean, you know, I have a group of photographers that are going to be shooting the shows, shooting just for the magazines. I mean, these athletes that compete at our shows, I mean, they're going to get pictures of themselves. You know, how does Martin Daniels, like, not have a legitimate photo shoot within the last, like, several years? Like, how is that even possible, right? I mean,
yeah, I know.
It's a shame. It's actually, that makes me sad, honestly.
So you do a lot of these photos yourself then?
Well, not really. I mean, I'll tell you what. To be honest with you, the bulk of the photography that we get from these magazines is actually, in essence, donated, right? I mean, from photographers and artists all over the world. So, you know, most of these photographers are sort of budding photographers who are looking to make a name for themselves. They're shooting athletes. They're starting to hire themselves out as photographers. Now, you know, they submit photos to us of some of these top athletes, and if they're incredible photos, they might just make a cover of one of these magazines or at least make it inside. All of a sudden, this photographer is now a published photographer. They now can, you know, have a cup, you know, they shot covers for magazines, so it makes them more appealing as a photographer. So it's sort of I scratch your back, you scratch mine sort of environment that we have with the magazine. You know, and I'm very grateful and thankful that we've had so much support and so many artists. I mean, you're talking, I mean, there are dozens of photographers globally that are submitting work to us just to celebrate these athletes, you know. So we're fortunate for that. But, you know, I don't really shoot very much. I mean, I used to shoot more in the beginning, but to be honest with you, I am not really a legitimate photographer. You know, I never pretended to be. I was just shooting because there was, you know, no one else was. So, I mean, I wanted the magazine to happen. So, you know, I had to shoot some stuff myself. But, you know, over the years, we've been working with a lot of really talented photographers, providing us with really fantastic work, and we're very thankful and grateful for it.
Gotcha. Well, we got to bring the show to an end, Ben. We got a couple minutes left. Is there anything you would like to add? Something you'd like the fans to know before we got part ways with them?
You know, that's it for me. I mean, I'd love to, you know, come back again in the near future and chat some more. But, you know, we're really looking forward to these IPL shows. I mean, you know, everyone who's looking at the IPL and considering doing one of our shows, I mean, definitely take a look at the site, internationalphysique.com. All the information's there. I mean, contact information. You can register online. You can pay online. Tickets are online. I mean, everything that you need is there. And if not, send us a message, and, you know, we'll get back to you within 24 hours.
And what is the website one more time, Joe, so we can get these tickets online?
internationalphysique.com. That's international-physique.com. Just go there, and, like, it's really clean. I mean, I've been there. A lot of people have reached out to me just telling me how easily sort of, you know, it is to access the website and maneuver through the website and get the information. I mean, you know, it's really important for us to do things in this real clean, crisp way, and, you know, and that's what we're doing. So just check out that website. Everything's there. If something's not there that you need, just send us a message, and we'll get back to you within a day. 24 hours.
Excellent. Be sure to check out naturalbodybuilding.com for some more information on the North American Pro-Am, which takes place on July 25th right in Chicago, Illinois. I will be there checking it out. Guest poser is Chris Wells, and it's going to be a lot of the top amateurs and Meshack versus Cleveland Thomas is going on. Be sure to check out testitshows.com for some shows near you. Naturalbodybuildingevents.com is another good one. And be sure to check out Nutristat. They got some good innovative supplements coming your way, supplements like none other. Go to Nutristat.com. Check them out. Use my code 30 for a discount. Until next time, bodybuilding cricket bikini fan, it's Mike Newman with our host, Ben Yosef. We are out of here. Thanks for listening.
Peace.